Bible stories. Cain and Abel. Little James. When my brother Daniel was a little boy, Daddy, you used to tell him nice Bible stories. And I wish you would tell me some. I mean some new ones, such as I've never heard before. For I have heard the other Bible stories so often that I know them pretty well. Daddy, I will try, my son, but I cannot promise that they will all be quite new to you. The first story I will tell you shall be about Cain and Abel. After Adam and Eve were turned out of that beautiful garden in which God had put them to live, they had two little boys, and their names were Cain and Abel. As they grew up, they had both to work hard. Cain used to plow the ground and sow corn, that there might be bread for them to eat. And Abel used to take care of sheep, for he was a shepherd. Cain was not good when he was a boy, and when he became a young man, he was a bad man. He did not love God. He did not love his brother Abel. And he was so naughty that he would not do what God told him to do. Little James, what did God tell him to do, Daddy? Daddy, he told him to bring a lamb and offer it up for a burnt offering. But Cain did not obey God. He brought some fruit instead of a lamb, and so God was not pleased with him. Little James, what did Abel mind cause him to do towards God, Daddy? Little Daddy, God told Abel to bring a lamb, and as he wished to please God, he chose out the very best lamb in his flock to offer as a burnt offering. So God was pleased with Abel, but he was not pleased with Cain. This made Cain very angry. He was angry with God and angry with his dear brother. This was very sad, for brothers and sisters ought always to love each other and to do all they can to make each other happy. Little James, I think Cain was like Joseph's brothers, Daddy, for you know how unkind they were to poor Joseph. Daddy, yes, Cain felt towards his brother Abel just as Joseph's brethren felt towards him, though there was no reason for it. But this naughty, unkind feeling soon led to something worse. First, Cain found fault with his brother, then he grew jealous and became angry with him, and at last, one day, when he was alone with him in the field, he rose up against him and killed him. Little James, oh, Daddy, how very sad. Did Cain really kill his brother Abel? Daddy, yes, my son, I am sorry to say, he really killed him. This shows us how careful we should be not to give way to naughty, evil tempers, for one bad thing leads to another, and at last, if people get very angry, they hardly know what they do. We should pray to God to fill our hearts with love and try all we can to be kind and obliging to everyone around us. Little James, I should think naughty Cain was never happy again, was he, Daddy? Daddy, I do not think he ever was, my son, for wicked people who break God's commands are never happy. Soon after Cain had done this cruel thing to his poor brother, he heard God's voice calling to him and saying, "Where is Abel, my brother?" And then this wicked Cain said he did not know. Little James, oh, Daddy, but that was telling an untruth, for he must have known he had killed him. Did not God punish him for being so wicked? Daddy, yes, God told him that he should leave his father and mother and wander about on the earth all the rest of his life. And God put a mark upon Cain that everyone who met him might know that he was the wicked man who had killed his brother. Let us learn from this story how wrong it is for brothers and sisters to quarrel, and to let us pray to God to help us to obey his holy commands in all things, and to fill us with love to him and each other.